Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's welcome in David Sampson, former Marlins president, CBS Sports. Also the host of the Nothing Personal with David Sampson show. He's always on Levitard show. He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. I know Lima's going to ask you the story about how you got the Marlins Stadium built, because we're getting stadiums built here in Northeast Ohio right now when it comes to the Browns and everything else. You had a big rant on what the Royals are doing with a call-up, and it reminds me of, I got upset with something a couple of weeks ago where, like, there were some people, they seemed to be almost giddy that, not because Travis Bazzano was injured, but that they can't call him up now because he's going to be out for 2 months. There's too much time. They wouldn't be able to really call him up and give him a fair shot at getting his feet wet in Major League Baseball until next year. And I imagine you think that that's probably a good thing, where I was like, man, I don't get to see what I want to see.
Well, I've always been a fan of pitchers getting Tommy John when they're not on the major league roster. So that means they're not getting service time, and we're not losing the opportunity to have players outperform their contracts. Because, as you know, in any sport, the better young players, the better your cheap players are, the better chance you have to win. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't wish anyone to get injured. And this whole Royals thing, my God, do people not understand the business of baseball? It's incredible to me. Because I in no way was saying, I don't want to see Jack play baseball. What I'm saying is, if you're going to call him up in April. You don't call him up the first week of June, because you're only 2 weeks away from saving a full year at the minimum salary. Now he's going to be arbitration eligible a full year earlier than he would have been. And what that means is you are going to be paying him millions of dollars more than you would have. And what people said to me is, David, you prize fool, this is an all-star player. And my answer is, exactly. If I thought he was a schnook, then who cares when you bring him up? Because he'd have spotty service time and it wouldn't matter anyway. But if you've got a superstar, you've got to manage your payroll. And if you're the Royals and you are not the Dodgers, you've got to pay close attention to whether you can pay a player $800,000 or $5 million, because it matters. And then it matters the next year. So think about the multi-millions of dollars that the Royals could cost themselves for an extra 2 weeks. And the answer is, oh, but this is a team that wants to win. We've got the best owner, the best GM. I love this team. And I said, well, wait a minute. It's going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, so fast your head will spin, and other roster decisions will have to be made where you will lose another player who you can't afford because of this two-week period. You sure as heck fire better have a damn good 2 weeks, or this was a total waste. And for me, that is a bet you wouldn't make. And I'm the guy who brought up Cabrera in June, waited till we got the extra year out of him, won the World Series, and ended up saving millions of dollars by having him perform for an extra year at a smaller salary. And it works that way. But man, were people upset.
I hate hearing it, but it's the truth, David. I hate it.
Yeah, David, shouldn't, is there a lever? I know the CBA, obviously, the strength in the players' union has always been apparent. We talk about this in sports all the time. But is there any way to make this a much simpler process? We talk about all the different types of, you know, contractual obligations and the fact that fans have to sit here and debate whether or not a player should get brought up in June or in April and service time. That's just not something like the NBA or the NFL, they concern their fans with.
Well, again, you have, it's a totally different model in those other leagues because there's salary cap leagues and there's rookie contracts that are slotted. And so you actually know what you pay your rookies, let's say where they're drafted in the NFL is according to what their rookie deals are and who gets the fifth year option, who doesn't, et cetera. But yeah, it is dealt with in Major League Baseball. If you finish first or second in rookie of the year, it doesn't matter when you're called up, you get a full year of service time. And what that was meant to do was change the behavior of teams. It was meant to say, bring up your best player, because if you wait till June and he wins rookie of the year, then you're going to have to pay him as though he was there since April. So you might as well just have him there since April. And I understand why the players thought that was a big victory. And then Tatis was brought up to start a season, and there were a bunch of young players who made rosters out of opening day, and everyone celebrated how great the CBA is working because we all get to see young players earlier. But those were the exceptions, not the rules. The service time manipulation is still very much going on because manipulation gets a bad rap. We all get manipulated in every business. We get manipulated by the placement of products in the grocery store, by the buy now on Amazon. Hey, people who buy this also buy that. Guess what? That's manipulation. We are being manipulated every day. And instead of fighting it, I try to embrace it and say, well, that's true. I did need an extra set of candlestick holders.
David Sampson, I love the psychology he brings to the table here. All right, so the Guardians, they win a game yesterday against the Yankees. They're six games above 500. If the season were to end today, they're a playoff team again, despite the fact they had roughly $40 to $50 million less to spend on their roster thanks to the lack of a robust regional network TV deal. So we're paying attention to this throughout baseball, how the business is going to work without the regional model. Every day, not a day goes by, David, we don't get a call from fans talking about how cheap ownership is because they're not spending on the roster. But can you see why the Guardians say, yeah, why would we? We can, in this division, go to the playoffs every year and have a crack at it.
Well, I'm very sensitive to this because I love Cleveland and I love your fan base and I love your front office. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but your record of, I believe you're 33-27, I'm afraid it's a bit of a mirage. And when you look at the underlying factors, which we look at in front offices, both run differential, where Cleveland is negative right now, which means that in general you'd be below 500. And two, you look at where you are in pitching and run scored and average, and you guys are toward the bottom of the American League, like ranked below 9th, 10th, or 11th in the league in those hugely important statistical categories. To me, that all adds up to, over the course of a season, a team that wins 75 games, not a team that competes for a wild card spot. The interesting part is that at some point in the season, you pay attention to record more than the underlying stats, and you say this could be the anomaly season. And you go into the trade deadline having to make a really tough decision as a front office. Do we believe in the record enough to actually add to the team and attempt to get over the hump and get into October? Or do we believe that over 162 games, the regression to the reality of the stats will happen? And I think that that is the conversation that's going on right now in your front office, is how to react to where the Guardians are currently.
Historically, they haven't really been a big buyer at the trade deadline. Like, and I don't know. It depends on what your definition of big buyers are, things like that. I mean, some people might disagree. Do you think that this would be a front office, or this would be a year, say they were still seven games above 500 by the time the trade deadline comes around? Are they guys who, are they a team that brings people in, or do they stand pat and say, hey, the guys we brought off the IL, those are the ones that are going to help us out?
No, you add at the margins. And people, this is a whole funny thing we do in the media. Who won the deadline? who lost the deadline? Who are the buyers? Who are the sellers? That's not ever how we talk in a real front office.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go back to 2021 with the Braves. They won the World Series. People may not remember, they were crushed at the deadline because they were the losers. They brought in Soler and Duval and Rosario. Those aren't big names. Guess what? Those three guys helped him win a darn World Series. So it's not always about getting the best available pitcher or the best available hitter at the deadline or the most expensive one or spending money. It's about being a good front office. I repeat, you don't need to be a good front office person who goes to your owner and says, you know what I would do? I would sign Ohtani. Well, really? My gardener would tell me that. And nothing against my gardener, who's really smart about baseball. What I would tell you is I want a front office who finds me value, who finds me players, who signs a starting pitcher like a Seth Lugo. Look at what Kansas City did. Well, that was a mediocre signing of a number 7 starter. Guess what? Turned out to be amazing at that price. That's where you had value. And I've always believed in the Cleveland front office as being smarter than the rest. And so I don't ever expect them to be on the winner's side of a deadline, except at the end when it turns out the players they identified are the good players. And they get every benefit of my doubt when they trade a player away who you'd say, man, how can you trade that player and get better? People, when they traded Lindor, what a nightmare. We can't possibly be good without Lindor. Well, guess what? You've been just fine. So I think the Guardians will add if they're still bucking the statistical trends, but man, there's a lot of green to cover before July 31st.
David Sampson with us on the show. You like the Guardians front office. I assume you also like their manager or their owner, Paul Dolan.
I do know Paul well, and he is someone we get a bad rap in front offices when our payrolls aren't high because there's some correlation made between the size of your payroll and the amount you want to win. And I've not exactly understood that before. Why fans would accept, why not accept like winning teams like the way Tampa does it? Why would they not sell out? Why would they not have a hugely successful fan base? They've been so good for so long, the bell of the ball. And yet what people like are you spend a lot of money but don't win. But hey, that was nice of you. You spent the money. I've always been a consequentialist. I want to win. And to me, what Cleveland's done year after year is they recognize their windows of competing and competitiveness, and they win during those windows. And that's now they haven't gotten the World Series, I grant you. But, man, they've been successful. So, of course, I love them.
All right, David Sampson joining us. Somebody that with the Marlins, one of the architects of selling the public on public financing for a stadium deal. So given your expertise in that realm, now that you're on the other side of it, you're in the media, but still have those business connections. Can you say once and for all, David, whether or not there truly is an economic benefit? We've seen all the studies that have been done, but is there a benefit for those taxpayers?
The problem is you're setting me up. So the question there is, I can find a study that shows you there's a great benefit because I commissioned one of those. I can also find you a study that says there's no benefit because I had one of those commissioned against me. And they're both and they're both right. And the reality is that some ballparks work as a way to generate economic development and some don't. And it's not based on attendance, actually. It's based on ancillary development around the ballpark. It's based on what else is going on in your particular city. Don't forget the government's job. Their job isn't to run at a profit. Their job is to provide services to the citizens of that community. And my argument has always been that much like a park where you can go running and biking, or a museum where you can learn about art or nature or science, having professional sports is yet another arrow in the quiver of lifestyle. And I believe you're either a major league city or you're not. I believe you're either a city that has professional sports teams or you're not. And for me, I've always said to the public officials, you want to be a big league city, you've got to have a big league team. To do that, you've got to play under the rules. And the rules are you put money into these projects, much like you do with your museums and your parks and your infrastructure. To me, it's always been the same thing. The difference that people have made, to me, their argument is, but wait a minute, those are teams are owned by rich people and billionaires, and they get to profit off this. Well, guess what? Cleveland, as an example, every city, as an example, gives money to private businesses to do business in their community every single day. Tax benefits, infrastructure improvements, technological improvements, all the time on the house. In order to be a community that is attractive to business, attractive to pleasure, it is normal operating. So I never understood the anti-stadium argument.
Well, the Haslams have a stadium right now, owned by the county and the city, right on the lakefront. But, you know, it was built in 1999 for football. They are now looking to stay in the county, but change communities over to Brook Park. They're asking for $1.2 billion in addition to the money they're going to throw for development, for real estate, all those mixed-use purposes. But they're going to the taxpayers during a very difficult time. Of course, it's always going to be a difficult time.
I was just going to say, is there ever not a difficult time?
So does it make sense? Can we justify going to the taxpayers for something like this? Of course, it has them say the project will pay for itself throughout all the different types of taxes down the road. So is that a good bet for the people in the region?
It would make your eyes water if you went line by line in your state and city budget and county budget with stuff that was being used by taxpayer money. It would literally make your eyes water. And that doesn't mean that Cleveland's alone. It's every single town, village, city, state, country in the world. We call it pork in the budget, which is funny as I'm Jewish and I don't eat pork. But what it's meant to mean is that there's stuff that many people would consider a waste, but it's part of how governments function. It's part of how communities function. So I always hesitate to go like what Doge did, where they're just taking, you know, a blowtorch to things, not understanding the consequences. If you lose the Cleveland Browns, notwithstanding all of the mess that was created by Haslam and continues to be created with Watson and everything else, but if you lose your football team, go back to communities who lose their teams. It's very easy for you to do that. Here's the thing. You always end up paying more to get it back than you would have to have it stay. And the argument that, oh, it's going to a different county, it's leaving downtown, it's different world now in terms of urban sprawl, in terms of ancillary development, in terms of a desire to have more land that doesn't necessarily exist in a city center. What Cleveland is going through is what other cities go through. For crying out loud, look where the Giants and Jets play. they play in East Rutherford. That is not near New York City, but guess what? That's where the stadium is. That's where people go. That's where New Meadowlands was built. Go look at where the Cowboys play. Go look at where the Giants play, in the Niners in San Francisco. It is not uncommon to have a football stadium where you go to 10 times a year, plus a couple concerts here and there, not in downtown proper. Look what the Bears are trying to do in Arlington, which is well outside of downtown Chicago. So I really find it all to be quite normal.
David Sampson, David P. Sampson on Twitter. He's on CBS Sports. He hosts the Nothing Personal with David Sampson show. David, thank you very much for the time. Outstanding.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.